This past week, I was in San Antonio with a group of priests, and we had a meeting. And there was one priest in the group, very holy man, very good priest, but he had a peculiar behavior. During dinner, he asked one of the guys who didn't order a steak if he wanted to try some of the steak. And the guy said, sure, yeah, that would be great. He said, we'll get a clean fork. Oh, and a clean knife, too. We're like, oh, what's going on with that? And later on during the meal, he told us that, well, you know, I'm kind of a germaphobe, so I don't really want to get anybody else's germs. Well, I was thinking of that as we heard this gospel here, that the Jews and the Pharisees were incredulous. Jesus' disciples, they don't wash their hands. So were the Jews and the Pharisees germaphobes? Probably not. But they did pay very close attention to the law. They paid very close attention to what was set before them. And the tradition in the time was that you do wash your hands, that you do purify yourselves before eating a meal. Now, I am okay with sharing my food. Somebody who gets a little piece of my steak doesn't have to get a new fork. I certainly like the waiters and the chefs to handle my food. I would hope they wash their hands. But it's important to know that Jesus is giving us an example here. He's giving us a great lesson. He says to us, look, if you're going to follow the rules, know why you're following them. The Pharisees and the Jews are incredulous. They're like, whoa, what's going on with this Jesus guy? He can do whatever he wants. And he says, no, you need to understand why you're doing what you're doing. If you're just following the law to follow the law, it doesn't mean anything. But if you're following the law because you know what's behind it, if you follow God's commands, and that's what's really important, then you're going to be okay. Well, this is a great lesson for us in our lives and in our faith, because as Catholics, there is nothing that we do without a reason. Sometimes we just go through the motions. When we come into Mass, we slap our hand in the holy water, make the sign of the cross. Without stopping to think, this is a reminder of our baptism, that every one of us, as we walk in here, we're united in that sacrament of baptism, which we're going to witness in just a little while as Karina enters the faith. Sometimes we go through the gospel reading, the Lord be with you, yeah, and also with you, with your spirit. Yeah, and then we just sign ourselves real fast, and we don't stop to think, may the gospel be in our minds and on our lips and in our hearts, so that the Lord's love may continue to inspire us. It's important that everything that we do and everything that we pray, that we know why we are doing it. And that's what Jesus' message is to us. Don't be so caught up in what you got to do, the letter of the law. Be aware of the spirit of the law. Be aware of my love. Be aware of my command in your life, because that's what's really important. This weekend, the bishops want to make sure that we understand the letter, the spirit of the law, and not just the letter of the law. The United States bishops has asked us this weekend to make sure that we are in conscious formation for citizens. That is, that there is a presidential election and a very big election coming up this year. And the USCCB is reminding us that we need to do our faithful duty as citizens to know the issues, to know what's going on, so that we can understand why we are voting for particular people. Now, the church has asked us all, as far as clergy and people preaching, that we cannot endorse a particular person or a particular party, but we need to allow our conscience, and we need to allow our prayer and our experience of what God is asking us to govern our decisions. And the bishops have asked us to consider all of the issues, not just taking a handful, but all of the issues that are important in an election season. The dignity of all people, justice for all people, whether it be the elderly or the poor or the immigrants, the need for peace in our world. We need to consider all of those issues and allow our conscience and allow the Lord's love to help guide us in the way that we need to go. It's a special reason that we remember conscious formation for citizens this weekend, because we celebrate Labor Day. We celebrate the fact that we are a great nation, guided by our God, founded on the principle that all people are created equal with those unalienable rights. And this weekend, on Monday, we celebrate Labor Day. The fact that we remember those men and women that have worked hard to make this country what it is. So I would encourage you that at some time during your Monday festivities, that you don't just kick it back and enjoy the day off, but maybe that you offer up a prayer. a prayer for our nation. Pray that our God may continue to guide us, and a prayer for all of those workers who have gone before us that have paved the way so that we can live the way that we do. In the first reading today, three times it was mentioned that God is present with Israel, who is a great nation. We remember the same thing this weekend, that we are a great nation, that our God is continually a part of what we say and what we do. So as we continue today in the celebration of the Eucharist, we do so with great joy in our hearts, giving thanks to God for the gifts of love that He gives us. And we also pray for our nation, that our God may continue to inspire us, that He may continue to lead us, and that He may continue to guide us. And may the Lord continue to be with us in our midst and in our lives, and may He continue to guide us in all of our ways.